This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Absolutely Not Sis, the podcast, with your hosts, me, Courts,
and me, Laws. On this poddy, we unpack all the things, from navigating your 30s, grief and self-love, to reviews, pop culture, and what's trending.
Throw in some epic guests, some outrageous singing, and you've got yourself your favourite podcast with your new besties.
Hello, hello.
Hello there, beautiful gal. How are you going?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. It's so beautiful and sunny out there.
Isn't it just?
Oh, God, the sun just does beautiful things to the soul, doesn't
it? Oh, my gosh. It's like a self-charger. It's like a little, we've got our little solar, you know, he likes solar panels. That is the dumbest thing I've ever said. Let's just rewind in a minute. Can you believe I just said that we've got little solar panels? It is solar.
Quartz,
it's solar.
It's solar power into our body, into our system.
Who's that song?
Lord.
Hi everybody and welcome back to another episode of Absolutely Not Sis,
where you will find all the latest amazing singing by your host, me, Laws.
And me, Quirt.
And me, Quirt. Who was I talking to? Oh my God, I saw a friend just the other day. And, oh, my friend Ty, she was like, you know, when it's so sunny and it's so good for you, and like sunshine is so good for like your like digestive system and just skin and circulation, she's like, should we not go out into the sun with like your mouth open to like, you know, for like all that sort of mouth and throat and
get a little
healing?
Funnel, get a little funnel to really widen it out.
Imagine what the actual vitamin D into down there would do. Amazing.
A little burn on the esophagus.
A little burn, yeah.
A little bit of an internal sunburn, but
Hey, great sun chat.
What a great way to start the day.
Slip, slop, slap and wrap around here.
We love that ozone.
We love that.
We shall do.
So today we thought we would have a little corridor and a little unpack on all things Disneyland.
You know it.
Because you know our wonderful girl went to Disneyland. When was it? Like a month ago?
It was probably a month. No, it would have been longer than that, but a month ago since I got back by the time this comes
out.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah. And most of our listeners follow you on the gram, so they would have been able to see a lot of your tips and tricks and recommendations afterwards. But I was just like living. I was living through the gram, then I was living for those recommendations, and I thought it'd be really cool just to unpack it, because you think, oh my God, going to Disneyland or going on holiday with a toddler, first of all, is no joke.
It's no holiday. Going on holiday with children, it's really no holiday, let's be honest.
And then you throw Disneyland in there, and I just, admire you and Matt for just sticking it out, and you went and did it. How cool.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where to start. I actually, first of all, can't believe it really happened, because
same.
I feel like recently, in the last few years, with all the interruptions we've had, I guess, from
interruptions.
COVID. And
good
interruptions.
Word.
Yeah, we love that word. All the interruptions we experienced through COVID and stuff, I just had a feeling something was going to stop us from going.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm really excited, but, you know, like, until you're on that aeroplane,
I know.
Like, you know, taking off your ears are popping,
you're like, it's actually happening. There's no flight cancellations.
Yeah.
I am in the air. The only next destination is the arrival or the layover. But I'm going to get there.
Yeah. So first up, I guess, to start off is that we flew through Air New Zealand and we took their night flight. So Air New Zealand does a night flight from Auckland to LA and it's straight. There are no stopovers, just straight 12 hours there.
Yeah.
And the minute we got to the airport, originally, we were going to take Matt's truck up and park it in the airport and pay for parking.
Yes,
did
you not do that?
No, in the end, our friend who's a teacher also offered, because he's like, well, I'm on holidays, I'll drop you off. You know, it's no biggie. So I was like, that's so great.
How lovely.
And as we know what's happened with the recent weather events, that was a really good idea. You'll learn to know why later. So we got there and we got dropped off, and instantly as we got dropped off, because I'm really about getting there early, I want to make sure
absolutely
we've got there, like, 3 to 4 hours early, you know.
All the time.
All the time, every time. And so we got there early, and as soon as we arrived, literally in the car, we got out of the car, and it's like, ding, your flight's been delayed an hour.
Thank you, universe.
I was like,
why are you doing this?
We just got here.
Sorry, I'm just not ready for this.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what do you mean? My child is ready to board the plane when he needs to.
We're all ready. So I was like, okay, cool. So it was going to be a 7:55 flight, so it became an 8:55 flight.
And what time did you arrive?
So it's going to be 11 a.m. in the morning. So pushed back to midday. So I was like, that's fine. Like, we can make another hour. So we went, like, did all our bits, went through the airport. No fuss, no big deal. I made a real good little pack of toys and activities so Bo could do things.
Yeah,
and
so good.
That was really good. And then it was like, ding, your flight's been delayed another hour.
Oh, my God.
I know. So by the time we actually left, we didn't get on the plane till 10 p.m.
And it
was
7:55
it was meant to be
7:55.
We didn't get on the plane till 10 o'clock at night. So we were pretty tired. Bo was very tired.
Oh, no.
But he was really good. He was just a bit impatient. And as you learn, that did not stop the entire trip. But he was pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah.
And so we hung around a lot. And then by the time he got on the plane, I put him in his PJs because that was some amazing advice we got.
Yeah.
Put him in his PJs, brush his teeth, do the whole routine. So then he got on the plane and it was all exciting and it was dark outside. He spent the first hour watching and listening to audiobooks on the screens, had his little dinner, and then he was out to it for literally like 7 hours.
Oh, beauty.
It was great.
Well done, Bobo Bear.
Yeah, well done, Bo. And then, so we were kind of like, you know, the three seats by the window, so that's nice. Nobody having to be around you. Great. He was a bit squishy. He kind of like was all over the place, but he was like tossing and turning, but had a great little 7 hour stint. My TV didn't work the whole ride, the whole flight.
Courts.
No, it was.
Did you?
Pause.
You obviously said
so
to them,
I was like,
"Hi
Dang,
there.
Hey there. I'm so sorry. Like, don't want to be a pain, but my TV screen's not working." They were like, "Oh my gosh, we're so sorry. Let us reset it and we'll come back." Did not work. 10 minutes later, so sorry. Can you? They probably tried 5 times.
Courts.
So I flew a 12-hour flight with no television.
What did you do?
Well, luckily Bo slept that much, so I just put my headphones into his TV and looked at his
one.
Oh,
okay.
On reflection, I wish that I had pulled a bit of a Karen, though, and was like, look, this is what I'm paying for, and I'm not getting this service. This is... What are you going to do to remedy that?
Was there any spare seats around you where they could just be like, the aisle seat across from you? Nothing?
No, they didn't offer anything. I think probably because I was being too nice about it, but I've heard people be like, upgraded, or I've heard that people have got like duty free vouchers and stuff out of it. I didn't really complain. I should have.
You could have, been bumped on up to business class
that
up the front.
That would have been like, peace, mate.
Yeah,
have a good time with that, bro.
Bye, Matt. Bye, Bo. Mama's moving up in the world.
She's moving on it.
Oh, how frustrating.
Little pro tip as well, if you're not a massive traveler, this is probably so dumb and everyone knows it, but they give out free Cookie Time cookies and corn chips. So I was on the thing.
Yeah.
Every hour, Cookie Time, corn chips. And
it's one of the highlights, those Cookie Times.
I
it's
know.
Like many Christmases come
we
at once.
I love it.
Did you get a little sneaky drink on the plane or
no? No, I wasn't feeling it.
I
must say, though, this is a TMI, but I said to Matt, does anyone else get excessively gassy on an airplane?
Yeah, 100% Gorge. All my long-haul flights.
My God.
Yeah, I'm going to the toilet too fart, and sometimes I'm like, it's escaped me now. I'm sitting down and I can't
stop.
So
there's the three of us, right? And I'm literally the entire time just gassing this plane up. Like, I'm surprised. I think everyone was asleep because I gassed them to sleep. Like...
I gassed the plane
my
out.
My ass was going
it's
hard.
An altitude thing.
It must be. So then, but then, as you'll find on the way back, I was sitting next to a person. I'll talk about this a little bit later. And so I couldn't escape from that. So I had to pretend it was Bowen. So I'd do like big farts and I'd look over to him and be like, oh, it's a bit gassy. Make a big deal.
So good.
For 12 hours straight, I had to do that because there was a man literally butt to butt with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, he can feel the vibration.
Yeah, but it gets uncomfortable if you try to keep them in. I tried for my first long haul flight.
Sore.
And you can feel when they're trying to escape the cheeks. You're
so
like,
sore.
You need to be free.
And then every time that man got up, I got up too. And I was like, I'm just getting up because it's easier because I was stuck in the middle. And I literally would just sit in the bathroom and squat these farts out.
Yeah. Yes, where was Matt on the flight back?
So on the flight back, we were in the centre, so it went Matt, Bo, me, stranger.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was stuck on either side, so I had to wait for either of them to get up to go and do anything.
Yeah, to be honest, he wouldn't have felt the vibrations, but it's like, you're just
conscious.
Yeah, you're self-conscious. You're like, I'm going to be dropping bombs all over this flight.
We cannot be doing that.
Yeah.
So then when we got there, something that I was really surprised about, I guess we had a lot of concern about how we were going to be treated when we got to LAX, because I feel like, in comparison especially to New Zealand customs,
mm-hmm.
we'd always heard that they're really mean
and
a bit ruthless. And so I was like, fudge, we're going to be in for a really great time dealing with Bo. And like, he was really grumpy on the other side. He was hungry.
Aww.
He was tired. He was out of it. He didn't know where he was. You know, like, it was
a lot for his little person.
And he could tell we were busy. We had to get in a big line. We had the most incredible experience with the customs and the security over there.
Wow.
They were great. But we were in a line of like hundreds of people, 300 people trying to go through American customs. And that's pretty intense because you have to do your fingerprints.
Yeah.
You have to do your visa, like all of that stuff. So it's pretty long and it can be pretty tiring. And so he was playing up pretty hard and we were just carrying our bags, trying to be like, we've got to get through this, buddy. Like, on the other side, we'll get food. The security were just like, come with us. And we skipped like 300 people and went straight to the front of the line.
Oh my God.
And it was so good. So like,
so kind.
I think I've never, like when we traveled with Bo to Fiji, they're so chill as well. So we never experienced that. But this was like our big like wake up call to what it's like to really travel with kids.
Yeah.
And they're really, I found like in New Zealand and in America at LAX especially, we're actually really good with kids and having parent and family lines and all sorts.
Yeah.
So we got up to the counter and this guy was being really ruthless with this one girl. She walked up because they have little red light systems.
Yeah.
So red light, green light. She went up too early and he's like, why are you here? And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I should go back. And he's like, well, you're here now. And like made her feel so awkward in front of everyone. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be us, because I've never done this before.
No, it's so scary in customs and arrivals.
Oh my gosh. Oh. It's so stressful. You've already had a big, like, long floor.
You're delirious. You've got a bit of jet lag. You're in a different time zone, different accents. People
don't know where you're going.
Yeah, still got farts in the tank.
So we got up to this guy, this different one, and he was so polite. He's like, so what are you here for? And I was like, are we going to Disneyland? He was like, man, that's so cool, I haven't been to Disneyland since 19, whatever.
Wow.
And then Bo was getting all upset, so he reached into his own bag and pulled out food from his lunchbox and gave Bo some crackers and stuff to keep, because Bo was like, I'm hungry. And he was like, it's okay, buddy. And then, like, he wouldn't, because you have to take your photo, he wouldn't come up and take the photo, so the photo is him literally screaming, crying.
Oh, God.
But he was so patient with us and really polite. And, like, when he asked me to do my fingerprints, I didn't know what to do, so I just put my whole hand on. He's like, no. But they don't
tell you.
They don't tell you how to do anything. They just expect you to know.
Yeah.
So I was like,
it's overwhelming.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a really good experience. We got to our hotel eventually. LAX is so much further than Anaheim than I expected.
Really?
It's like an hour's drive.
How did you get there?
And a teeny tiny... We Ubered everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, in a little Uber, and then got to our hotel. And the first couple of days, we actually didn't go to Disney.
Yeah.
We waited a couple of days and then hit
just
the,
to catch your breath a little bit,
just to kind of like leave the excitement to the end of the trip.
Yeah.
So, we kind of like did some cool things and muddled around and did some bits and pieces here and there. And then it was Disney time.
It was Disney.
And it was really cool. So, our hotel was super close. It was a 10-minute walk. Highly recommend Hotel Lulu if anyone's going or wants to go.
Hotel Lulu.
Hotel Lulu.
So cute.
It was very cute. We had really great experiences with the staff. They were so lovely. The hotel, we were on like floor 6 or something. So, we could see the fireworks at Disney every night.
Yes,
in the window.
Can I ask what that was a night in New Zealand for you three? Like how much a night?
Oh, do you know what? I actually can't remember. And it changed every day.
Oh,
so it was more
yeah.
expensive in the weekends, cheaper
peak
in the weekdays.
Yeah.
But I feel like overall we paid... It fluctuated with the... And I watched it for the whole time. Like the 8 months we booked our holiday, every day I would check the fluctuation because I booked it on booking.com.
Yes.
And we had no issues there. It was more so I didn't want to pay ahead of time. I wanted to pay at the property.
Yes. Yeah.
So I watched the fluctuation of the New Zealand dollar go up and down. And when I first booked it, it was going to be 2,300 New Zealand dollars. And at one point it got right up to $2,800 with the dollar.
Yeah.
But it brought it right back down. So yeah, for the entire 9 nights, it was 2,300 New Zealand.
That's so good.
But we were surprised that when you got there, you did have to pay a $50 fee every night for like a security deposit.
Yes.
Like, you know, didn't make a mess in my room hold. Which
did
I was
you get
like,
that back?
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah.
And thankfully we did because our plan obviously went a bit pear-shaped at the end. But it was really cool. They had a pool and it was like nice and close. It was freezing cold, obviously, because it's their winter.
Yeah.
But their winters are beautiful.
Oh, I know. So
their winter
stunning,
is their winter is a summer.
Yeah. They're bright blue skies. Yeah.
And then it gets chilly at about 3 o'clock. It starts to cool down. But it's like the most beautiful, like mild weather with a beautiful sun. Like it was such a good, such a great climate. I loved it.
Yeah.
And so then we went to Disneyland where walked on down. And it's so fun because there's so many. Okay, guys, I'm pretty much a Disney adult now, just first of all.
Just going to clarify.
If you know anything about Disney adults, you're going to hate me because Disney adults are another breed. Okay.
I've never heard of them.
Well, get on TikTok, get on YouTube, look up a Disney adult. It's like,
a giant kid that's an adult that loves Disney.
Just a pretty much a hardcore fan that like needs to chill out.
Okay. that is you.
That is me. So we decided to book a 5-day ticket. So we got 5 days at Disneyland. And for anyone that doesn't know Disneyland, it's actually two parks.
Mm.
So you go in and on one side they have Disneyland and on the other side they have California Adventure Park. And so you can book tickets for either of those. Or you can book a park hopper, which means you can go to both parks in one day.
Nice.
But it's a much more expensive choice. And Disneyland in itself is very expensive anyway.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, with a toddler or a 4-year-old, we're not going to do that. Like, we're just going to do one at a time.
Yeah.
And I just happened to get our tickets on a Black Friday sale.
Oh, you got the best deal,
Yeah. I think we got buy 4 days, get a fifth free.
Yeah.
So our fifth day was free. So we saved $500 New Zealand dollars
Wow.
doing that, which was good because that's basically what you pay per day to get in for two adults and a child.
Wow.
Per day. It's insane. And so we went Disneyland, then we went California, and then we went back to Disneyland
nice.
For our last day.
And I like that.
Yeah, because I was like, when I did a lot of research, guys. I'm a research gal.
She was on all the talks, booking all the things.
I was booking it all. I was watching YouTube videos for hours about food, best food at Disneyland. I was on mum blogs of all the people that go to Disneyland to work out prices and places to buy tickets that are legitimate.
Yeah.
I was looking at all the height restrictions, the weight restrictions, like every, I needed to know everything.
And you paid for that itinerary, which paid
Yes,
off.
We found this woman, we being me, found this woman called the Disney RN because she's a nurse by trade.
Wow.
But she loves Disneyland, and so she knows a lot about
it. She's a Disney adult.
She's a Disney adult, but on a good level. Okay. Like, she's like normal level Disney adult.
Normal level.
Yeah, normal lips. She's at level one. So she loves it so much that she part-time just writes up itineraries for people so that they can make the most of their trip.
It's amazing.
And when I found her, I was like, bing bong, it's you, darling.
Yeah.
And Matt was a bit skeptical. He was like, I'm not really sure about this. But after we actually did it, he was like, that was the best money we could have spent because it really maximized our time there.
Yeah.
Like, Disneyland is open 8 a.m. till midnight pretty much almost every day. And so there's a lot of time, and you don't have to go for that whole time, but it means that you've got a lot of time to see stuff. And so, but there's upwards of 30,000 people there a day. So sometimes 80,000, you know, depending on the time of year. So there's a lot
going on.
Yeah, a lot to see, a lot to do. So I really wanted her to help us know which way to go around the park, what's to see, what's to do.
And you're not going around the same place, like over and over, walking the same track twice.
And missing all the good stuff.
Missing the must-sees and the must-eats and all of
all
that.
All those bits. And so when she did it, she like sent us a Google Doc, and like a little Google Doc form thing, and it was like, what do you want to see the most? What are you the most interested in? What don't you like? Are you claustrophobic? Do you like, you know, like all these sorts
thrill
of things?
Or,
And then we were able to like build it, and it was the best thing ever. So I didn't pay for every day. I just got her to do an itinerary for Disneyland and then California. So then the next days we could go and fill in for the things we missed out on.
Yeah.
And it was so good. So highly recommend finding an itinerary planner. That was like a really good money well spent kind of situation.
But it was so cheap though, wasn't
it?
Well,
I think it was like,
I thought you said $50.
US. So then add another like 50% onto that.
Okay.
So it still wasn't that bad.
That's so
I personally don't feel like.
Not at all.
But yeah, she was so amazing. And I honestly, like when we did our first day, we maximized massively and like did almost everything, like 98% of the things on the list, and comfortably and not in a rush or
not like over it, just like comfortable pace. Oh
yeah, it was
gosh,
so good.
It's so cool.
So like the most interesting thing that we got taught is that when you get there, you can go to rope drop. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh yes.
So you can rope drop. And I was like, what is rope drop? So if you rope drop, it means you can get into the park early.
Mm.
So you get there at 7:15. They let you through the gates. Honestly, it's just the most magical thing.
7:15 before the 8 a.m.
So you get in there, you scan in. And this is another really important note if you're interested. You cannot just get Disneyland tickets. You have to reserve every day you go. So you have to reserve a space at Disneyland because they can cap the numbers.
Oh, wow.
So you buy your tickets and then you go on the Disneyland app and you reserve your day.
Wow.
So if you don't reserve it and you just show up with Disneyland tickets, you're not getting in. You have to reserve the day as you go.
That's intense.
It's pretty full on.
It's like booking your spot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're RSVPing
really
to your spot.
Just like you do with an aeroplane, I guess. Like you're booking your seat, you know?
Yeah, true.
So we got in there for rope drop, and we get there at 7:15. We're there, and then we literally walk in, and you're walking down Main Street, the beautiful houses, like the beautiful buildings that are just so gorgeous. The music's playing.
Oh my gosh.
The atmosphere's there, and I'm just like, I just can't believe we're here. Like, to some people, it might just be like, oh, yeah, Disneyland. But I'm like, for us, it's so far away.
It's so far
away.
And
we never grew up privileged enough to do holidays like that as children.
Not at all. Yeah.
So for us to be walking with our child down Main Street, staring at the castle.
And you worked hard for that trip as well.
And
you
it's
know?
Like the first time that Matt and I have really like fully committed and saved a really good amount of money for something.
To
like
go
we
for
were
a
really
trip.
So
you should be so proud of yourself.
But you know, like I just felt like wow.
What a moment.
You know,
it's like a pinch me moment. And
so then,
in those moments, it's so weird because you're like, I'm actually here. Am I feeling all the things I need to feel?
I know.
I'm overwhelmed, but oh my God, like there's Goofy or there's this. Yeah. And like when I did my first trip around Europe, I was like, okay, I'm standing, like, here's the Eiffel Tower. I'm eating a Nutella crepe. This is crazy. Like, I'm
it's
feeling
happening.
Emotional, but like, oh my God, it's here.
Yeah.
And then like seeing the Colosseum in Rome, I'm like, wow, it's my eyes This is my life. My eyes can see it.
That's it. Like, I am here physically in this space. I'm not looking at it through a screen anymore.
No, it's like real life. It was
so surreal. Wow. So then we like waited at the rope drop. So you get there, but you still can't get in till 8 o'clock. So you're waiting really close.
And how many people do the rope drop?
Oh, God. Like,
thousands. Look,
and there's rope drops at every, because there's all the lands. There's Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Adventureland, Frontierland. So you go up to each entrance and you just are standing at this rope. It's very crazy. And you look behind you and there's just like a sea of people. And like, I didn't really understand why we were rope dropping. So I was like, okay, we're getting there early to get to the rides early. I get it. Okay, so we're trying to like maximize the time. So then the music goes and it's like, da-da-da, like, well, it's like,
da-da-da.
And it's like, hello and welcome to Disneyland Resort or whatever. And you're like, oh my God. And it's like, please remember to refrain from running. And I'm like, why are we running?
What do you mean?
I'm like, what do you mean, darling? And so I'm like, okay, cool. So then whatever. And then the rope drops and the stampede.
Stampede.
So this is where Disney adults need to simmer the F down.
Yeah.
So here we are with Bo in a pram, and you might think he's 4 years old, but it's a big park.
No, that was so good. Pram
was really helpful. The swarm, we were at the front. We could have touched the rope. The swarm of people that stampede, like, it was like Lion King stampede.
It was stampeding you.
Like, we were Mufasa about to literally die.
The hyenas were after you guys.
They were after us. Yeah. What are they called? The buffalo were coming.
The buffalo were coming.
So I looked back and I'm like, Matt, this is insane. And it's all
run, Matt, run, don't look back.
I was just like to him, just walk, keep a steady pace. And my teacher and me wanted to be like, excuse me, you can go back and walk, please. Go back and walk and show me how you can walk in nicely, because that is not okay.
Do not run.
Did you not hear the instruction? Honestly, but there was thousands of them, so I was like, what am I supposed to do? So anyway, we're just sitting there. There are grown ass men with their children grasping to the back of their shirts, running, and their kids are just flapping in the wind, like trying to keep up with their dads to get into this ride. And I'm like, what is going on? So I'm like, Matt, I will not conform to that. We are going to walk.
We're going to
be sensible. We are going to be good.
We're going to be good people.
We're paid to be good people. So then there's this other lady next to me, and we were talking to her, and she was just like, just brace yourself. She's like, there's some crazies here.
Really?
She's with her kid, and she was. Another thing really cool is that we met so many great people.
Like,
we talked to so many cool
Americans
people.
Americans are friendly.
So friendly.
So friendly.
Americans are so. And I guess, like, you build up an understanding of what you see on TikTok or whatever, what you think people are going to be like. But it really is one of the happiest places in the world, and everyone is so nice.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
That's amazing.
So then, anyway, the reason that everyone was running is because they have a place, they've got a place called Galaxy's Edge, which is the Star Wars land there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a Star Wars fan in the slightest.
Absolutely not, sis, from me.
I zero amounts, know nothing.
There's no, not,
I know some
not
character
an
names. I know the Millennium Falcon, like, I get it, but Matt's a really big fan.
Bless.
And so I was like, I'm going to do this. And there's
You're
a really cool
it.
Ride there. And it was literally one of the coolest visually to look at, like, the lands. It was incredible, the time and effort.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this one ride called Rise of Resistance, and the wait time gets up to 120 minutes. Of standing and waiting. So that is why people were running
to Star Wars.
So there's stroller parking everywhere, so we parked up the stroller and got in the line. And it probably, like, the cool thing about the new rides is that the lines feel like part of the ride. There's so much to look at, there's things going on, it's very interactive. The older rides not so much, they're like chain link fencey type things and you walk through. But it was just fascinating. And then we got on the line and we went on the ride, and I was just like, no matter what, you were going to end up not really at the front regardless. So, just chill. But you can book a thing at Disneyland called Genie Plus.
Yes.
So you book it in on the app, and it's like a fast lightning lane, so you can miss the lines for stuff. You miss
the queues.
Do you have
to pay for Genie Plus?
Yeah, you do. Of course, Disneyland. They make you pay for everything. $25 per person per day US. So it cost us...
That's not bad.
$75 US, so we're looking at upwards of 120 maybe?
Yeah.
Dollars a day. So we were going to do it like twice or three times, but we did really good savings, so we pretty much did it every single day, and it was so worth it.
Wow.
And so you can lightning lane certain things. So we got there, and we rode that one first, but the next time we learnt, we're going to lightning lane it. But because that ride is so popular...
The lightning lane was...
You pay your $75... Oh, so you're $25 to do Genie Plus, but then you have to pay another $25 just to ride that ride.
So is that like the creme de la creme ride?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool. But I'm like, and so if we paid it, we would pay $75 to get in the line and $75 to Genie Plus just for a ride.
Just for one ride.
Crazy, right?
But you've already paid to be at the Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got all these extra
but
costs.
That's why the itinerary was great, because she was like, if you get there early, you don't have to lightning lane it, and then you can save your lightning lane for something else.
Mm.
And so we learned really quickly, there's so many cool rides. And if I could give my favourites, there's quite a few. My favourite overall rides in Disneyland were Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
So if you think like Gold Rush at...
Yeah, I'm going to need Rainbow's End.
The Gold Rush at Rainbow's End times 1,000 way cooler.
Yes.
It was really fun. It was like zoom, 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 and you're like... And it was really fun.
Fun.
I also really love...
I'm going to need a log flume vibe.
Oh, Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain was an absolute hoot. The problem was, though, they really should be selling ponchos at the entrance of the ride because you get moist.
You got satched, sister.
So these people were like, can we please sit at the back of your log? And we were like, no worries. Matt sits right at the front. We literally, it was like Matt, Bo, me, and these strangers behind us. We were soaked by the end of the ride.
Was Bo
like,
okay?
He was like... Oh, I'm a little bit wet, but we're like, we bought change of clothes for you, honey. We didn't buy anything for us.
Yeah.
So he was fine. But you know what was crazy? He was tall enough for everything except for one ride in the entire thing.
Wow.
So he couldn't ride the Incredicoaster because it was a bit too fast and crazy because he wasn't tall enough. But he could ride everything else.
Go, Bo. Shout out to Bo.
And he was so brave. I just can't get over it. Like, watching other people and hearing the screams, he just got in the ride and he looked around and he was very much being observant. And you could tell he was a bit, like, overwhelmed at times. And he was like, what is going on? I'm going to die.
Yeah.
He'd grab us and his face was, like, in shock. But he did everything.
Oh, Bo.
Even Guardians of the Galaxy. But that was my fault. I didn't realise Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be to Tower of Terror, where it just literally was, like, the fearful.
You didn't take him up that high.
Yeah, because it's an internal ride, so I didn't realise.
Oh,
so there we are. They're like, you need to take your ears off. You're like, not, you're like, you know, you're Mickey ears.
Just take your ears
rip
off.
Rip your ears out.
Rip your ears
you know,
off.
Take your glasses off because they're going to, like, go flying. I was like, why? Next minute.
You're going up and
we're
up
going
and up.
And then it's like, boo, and it drops, and it just drops again. And he's like, going like this. I'm screaming so loud. I lost my voice. I was literally, like, howling because I was like.
Was he okay? Like, did he cry?
No. The drop in your stomach. Oh, was like
you can't
level.
Describe that feeling, eh?
But it was happening over and over because you go up, down constantly.
Oh, I felt sick.
And he was just like this the whole time, staring with
bit
his
of
arms
a stunned
back.
Mullet.
And I was screaming. And he was like, that was cool. And then I was like, I don't like that. And so then he's like, we're not going on that again because I'm scared because mummy was scared.
Oh, bless him.
But then I was like, but I did like it. It was the thrill of that.
Yeah, it was the thrill. And because you didn't know and you didn't know what to expect. So that's why you would have started screaming.
Oh, I feel anxious and like sweaty just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But it was such an amazing trip. And yeah, what was another really cool one? Two rides were closed while we were there, the Indiana Jones and the Grizzly Peaks, and those are pretty cool apparently, so that was a bit disappointing, but we moved on.
Yeah.
The food was next level, but I'd researched, like, people probably would have thought I was crazy, but I knew every restaurant
way.
To get what I needed.
Sis, that's probably the only reason I'd go to Disneyland, not
Order
even for
food.
The rides.
Yeah.
You have to size it out first.
Order food.
Tell me what your top three favourite things.
Oh, okay, my top three favourite things at Disneyland were definitely... It's hard to explain it, and it sounds so beige, but it was like this amazing grilled cheese toasty dipped in like this amazing consomme.
What's a consomme?
It's kind of, I don't actually know what it is, but it's kind of like, to me, like a beefy broth.
Oh, yep, okay.
It's like a beefy brothy vibe, and
yep.
you dip it in. And also, there was this version of that with a tomato soup. Tomato basil soup. And you think, what? A cheese toastie? You just can't.
I could have just sent you over some watties.
I know, but honestly, it was so delicious. Those were like some of our favourite from the Jolly Holiday Cafe.
Oh, how nice, darling.
We love those.
And expensive.
Oh, yeah. So, yes and no. We tried not to spend like over a certain amount of money on specific foods, but
you gotta
the
try
conversion
it.
Rate was just really stink. So,
yeah.
A lot of the time, I don't know, like when we realised we'd pay like $45. In New Zealand for like a sandwich and a drink, and you'd be like, what? But you just had to stop even looking.
Yeah, 100%.
Comparing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was probably one of my favorites. My next favorite was a place called the Red Rose Tavern, which was like the Beauty and the Beast themed cafe.
Oh, cute.
And they did this amazing pink rose tea, and that was delicious. Strawberry tea thing. And this thing called the Grey Stuff. So, you know, in the song, be our guest, put our service to the test.
Yes, I think
tie
so.
Tie your napkin around your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. So it's like in the Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
And then there's a part where he goes, try the grey stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. So they serve the grey stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's this ginormous, like, shortbread cookie with, like, this beautiful grey swirl. And inside it's, like, a red velvet cake. And all of those things I would never usually love, but it was out the gate.
Really?
I absolutely went back for that more than once.
Oh, my God. How good. That's
so
when you know
good.
It's good if you go back for it.
I went back for, like, three of the teas and two of those. So that was really good. Those were my favourites there. And then I tried this crazy pickle dog. So it was, like... A corn dog, which is like a hot dog on a stick, but it was sausage, like a, what do you call it, like a wiener?
A wiener, yeah, just
wrapped,
a wiener.
A wiener shoved inside of a, we won't be doing that hand action again, Quartz. A wiener shoved inside of a pickle then shoved inside of a breading.
A sauce inside of a gherk is where we're heading.
Shoved in some breading and deep fried.
Oh, so many layers.
So many layers.
Oh my gosh.
It was out the gate.
Matt would have liked that.
Oh, I frothed it so hard.
How
so
good.
So there was some really good food.
Yeah. And did Bo like all the food?
Well, that was one part that was super difficult because we couldn't stick to his gluten-free, dairy-free life as much as we wanted to. So we tried our best.
How
as
was
much
his little bod?
He did okay. There were at the beginning, it's his body like really struggled and got itchy and dry, and then it kind of released.
That would have been the flight
fine.
As well.
Yeah, and then I think his body actually did pretty well. We tried, and then we kind of were like, you know what? He's done this diet for so long now. It was probably time to put some stuff back in. So we just tried to not put all of it at once.
Yeah, not everything.
Yeah, but we tried, and we went to some supermarkets and stuff because we knew we couldn't just live off bought food. So we went to like the pharmacy and supermarket and got like popcorn bags, and we made sandwiches and stuff that we could take to snack on, because the biggest thing for us is that we did a huge money budget, and I was like, right, I'm not spending any more than this amount of money on food at Disneyland, so we need to take snacks.
Yeah,
so we're waiting in lines, we're eating popcorn, we're eating chips, we're eating fruit, whatever.
Yeah,
and
it's
so, that
so
was
good
helpful.
And you actually need all of that as well for energy, just to get through the day.
Yeah, and there was really good convenient things like at the pharmacy, which was not a pharmacy, it was like an entire one-stop shop. You can
I've heard about their pharmacies.
Ginormous drinks, you can get like huge snacks, you can get
everything,
perfume,
that
souvenirs,
you need.
Yeah. Like
every single actual
alcohol.
Like painkillers apparently everywhere.
We just buy melatonin off the shelf there.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Bought some and bought it back, and then I had to declare it because I didn't realize you can't do that here. You can't just buy melatonin on the shelf.
No.
So it's pretty interesting. I tried Pepto-Bismol. Have you heard of that before?
What's that?
I remember hearing it. It's like, so I got a bit sick when we were over there, and so did Bo.
Oh no. Run down or?
So Bo just randomly got like the poopies
one day.
Just got really runny poopies.
Squirty bum.
Yeah, so we had to sort him out. But then, so anyway, let's just like move forward slightly. So we had an amazing time at Disneyland.
Loved it. Happy about that.
We jumped over to California Adventure, and that was so cool. We had the most amazing lobster nachos. Get out of town. It was delicious. Lobster nachos. Get in me.
Wow,
we had
what a time.
Dole Whip, which is like their dairy-free, like yummy whipped ice creamy stuff. It's so yum.
Bo would have been out of that's good.
And then there we had this most incredible, like, I can't even say it, but they were like these really special hard shell tacos in the consomme. You dip it. They were great. Like beef budia or something.
Ooh,
beef budia. I don't know.
Nice. How good to try such an array of different foods.
Such an array. And they were doing Lunar New Year, so there was heaps of cool Chinese yummy, yummy foods. Anyway, so we did that. We did both of them. It was the best time ever. We had the most amazing time. And then we had a couple of days after that, and it was time to go home on the 28th. Was our last day. So we're like, that's cool. We'd sort of heard about the flooding in New Zealand, and we're like, oh, that's a bit worrying. Like, hope everybody's okay. Like, what's going to happen? No big deal. Sort of messaged my boss and was like, hey, I heard about the flooding. I'm not sure if we're going to get home. And he was like, nah, they're still flying people. And it's like, no big deal. You'll be fine. And then 1 a.m, we get it. Oh, first of all, we got a message from Air New Zealand saying, hey, you might have heard about the flooding. Don't panic. Everything's still on schedule. Then 1 a.m, Matt wakes me up. He goes to the toilet and he's like, so our flight's cancelled. And I was just like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, well, the flooding's too bad, we can't get home. And so then I couldn't go back to sleep.
No
way.
Because
I was stressed.
I would lose it.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. Here we bloody go.
Here we go. Here's a beautiful holiday, and now we've got to try sort it out.
And for me, I was like, okay, it'll be like a day or two delay.
Yeah.
1 day or 2 day, like no big deal.
Yeah.
Realised I accidentally didn't put our insurance at the right date for our travel insurance.
What do you mean?
I accidentally put it as the 28th we'd be home, rather than the, because when you fly back you lose time.
Yes.
So rather than putting the 31st.
Okay.
So then the day that we were supposed to fly out, our travel insurance ended and our trip just got cancelled. So I was like, are they going to cover us?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So then I was on the phone to Air New Zealand trying to wait, and then I was on the phone to the travel cover. But what was really annoying is that we got this message from Air New Zealand that was like, we endeavour to get you on the next flight in the next 48 hours, let us get in touch with you. So I rung them anyway just to find out what to do, and after like 5 hours on hold, just lying in bed with the phone in my ear, kind of half asleep.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. They finally answered and they're like, no, you need to book your own flights back. And I was like, pardon me, what? Look at your system's emails.
Sorry, no.
Yeah,
that's
so I read the email
the
back
service.
To her. I read back to the email to her and I was like, it literally says, we will rebook your flights for you within the next 48 hours. We will get in touch with you. She's like, nah, that's a mistake. You have to do it yourself. So I was like, well, I'm on the phone.
Book me
a flight. So she's like, yeah, sure. So the next one I can get you on is in 7 days.
Courtney, I'm angry. I'm feeling so many emotions.
7 days, is this a joke? She's like, no. And I understand fully, because what would have happened is they would have had to cancel the bulk amount of flights before us.
Yeah.
And it would have been a domino effect of getting everyone back on. So they would have cancelled ours to get those people on.
Yeah, and you would have gone down to the certain rank in the line.
Yeah, so I did understand that obviously we weren't the only people and that it needed to happen. But so then they were like, okay, yep, so we can get you on the next Saturday. So I was like, so what, 7 more days? And all I could think was, how are we going to afford 7 more days?
Like, accommodation
is expensive. And yes, you budget for a couple of extra days in case.
Yeah.
But not 7.
Not 7.
And lucky for us, we didn't go hardcore, and we actually did have a big bulk of money sitting there at the end that we could use. But also, we'd just gone shopping the day before, and I was like, oh, if I'd known, I wouldn't have done that. I would have saved all of that.
Yeah.
So that was really stressful. And I think what had happened is I didn't actually get a tummy bug, but I made myself so anxious. I literally was like vomiting the whole day.
Yeah.
Feeling like literal sweats, headache. Like,
that's anxiety.
Just waiting
and panic
to find out what to do.
Oh, you poor thing.
So we got on the flight, and they did put us on hold for the Monday, Tuesday, but it wasn't going to happen. I could just tell. But she was like, I don't usually do this, but I'll put you on hold and I'll personally ring you. Because if you get put on hold, they don't tell you if you get on. You have to ring and check. It's so stupid.
I'm sorry. This
like,
is
as if
appalling.
It's not already so hard to get in touch with you. What, I'm supposed to wait 5 hours and then find out that I've missed the flight because you won't answer?
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that work?
That's not fair.
So silly. Anyway, so we were like, okay, what are we going to do then? So we're like, we just have to make the most of it.
Yeah.
So we ended up staying a few more nights at our hotel just to get our feet, like,
yeah, take
our plan.
A breath. Yeah.
And then we jumped on a bus and went to San Diego because the accommodation was cheaper.
Yeah.
And it was just down the road.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's do that. And so then we hit San Diego Zoo.
Yes, you went to so many zoos or a massive
zoo. San Diego Zoo is huge. It's like 100 acres.
Yeah.
It's ginormous. And we were there from 9 a.m. when it opened till 5 p.m. and we still didn't get around the whole thing. It's
huge.
We went to Balboa Park, which is like this beautiful free park. It's like their version of like Hamilton Gardens, but on a grand scale with like 26 museums and stuff. It's huge. We went to a place called Queenstown Public House, like a literal New Zealand restaurant in San Diego.
Wow, that's so cool.
Just lots of fun stuff. So,
wow, so you made it work.
We made it work for another week.
We had to make it work.
And like,
right?
My mum helped us. I was like, she helped us with our accommodation part. And then I was like, we'll just pay back what we get. Because the travel insurance was fine. They're like, of course, you're fine. But it's all reimbursed. Reimbursement based.
Yeah.
So we have
they're not
going to
deposit
everything.
You an amount.
Yeah.
There
so
and
now,
then.
Still this far on, I'm still back and forthing with them, trying to give them all of our receipts and all of our stuff, and they're questioning everything. And I'm like, it's 7 days. Like, you can't expect us to just sit in a hotel for 7 days with a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Like, you so they're questioning what you did.
I think they're questioning why we used so many Ubers or like why we went out to eat. And I'm like, because we had to live for
we
7 days.
We have a toddler.
And I was like, and if you actually think about it, we took a bus. That's like half the cost of an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, we really did
We went to a cheaper accommodation.
Like, we tried really hard because obviously for us, we had to afford it too.
Mm.
But we made the most of it. And it was honestly the coolest holiday.
Yeah.
I did miss some of my work starting, which was a bit stressful.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
But it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just could, like, not rave about our holiday more. Like, Matt and I both were like, we need to go again. We're off to the next Disneyland. Like, where are we going next? It was just such a beautiful, happy place to be.
How exciting for you guys.
And just exciting.
Maybe you can just go to all the Disneylands.
Well, we were like, should we go to Tokyo next? That would be fun. That would be a fun place to go.
Because they're all so different. And believe it or not, I'm sitting here as if I've never been. I've been to Disneyland Paris.
Yes, you have.
I went for my 25th birthday. It was very, very rainy. I was with Stace, Cass and Phil, and it was like, look at us little Morinsvillians out in Disneyland. I don't remember any of the rides. We didn't know about the other park on the other side.
Oh.
So we're going through the main Disneyland and it's very, you know, it's all for the kids and it's all like magical. And I was thinking, man, there's not very like many adulty rides. And then like the second half of the day, Phil was on the app and he's like, there's a whole nother park across the road with the most outrageous roller coasters I've ever been on in my entire life. I thought I was going to die on one. It was like a AC/DC Thunderstruck one and it was outrageous. So
that
we like,
so funny.
We had maybe 2 or 3 hours there and just went on every single ride and it was quite quiet as well
because
I don't remember what month it was, but it was it was rainy and horrible. But that Disneyland's really nice as well.
Yeah, there's just so many options and I just think like we just had so much fun. And but don't get us wrong, Bo had some fat tantrums.
Did he?
He lost it. And like if you think about it, it's a sensory overload. There are like so many people around.
He's not even 5.
Yeah, up and down all over. You're on these thrilling rides, you're doing all this stuff. He I don't, obviously he's four, he doesn't realize the privilege that he was living at the time.
Oh, of course not. You're and only so little.
And it was big, big days. We tried to go home and have some rest sometimes, but it was just so exciting. We wanted to make the most of everything. Yeah. And he was probably hungry and all sorts. So we had some really big, embarrassing tantrums. But I was like, do you know what? No one knows us.
What kind? Just him screaming?
Just screaming, hitting us, getting really angry, like kicking. So we had to like football, rugby hold him and like carry him out at the end of the night for some of them at like the fireworks. Because like, I can't see. And I'm like, nobody can see. There are so many people. Just calm it down. We go home or we watch. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
But it was what it was. Yeah. And he did his best. And he really was pretty good. We just have to do a lot of every day. What do we expect? You're going to be using nice words. You're going to talk to us kindly. You're going to be patient. Yeah. You're going to, you know, like every single time. But
did he get tired easy?
I think so, but it was like the adrenaline of like, all of it, like really gave you the big,
But it's running on like a natural high, eh?
Yeah, he did what he could, and we were like, and I just said to Matt, we can't take it personally, he's just so tired.
Yeah.
Like, just let him be.
And he doesn't know he's in the coolest place. No. He knows it's cool.
He knows, because he keeps being like, remember when we did this ride? Oh, that was a really cool ride. When we went to California Adventure, one of our favourites was called Soarin'.
Yeah.
So you go in, and you're basically a pilot, but you hop inside, and it's like a room, but you hop into this big flight thing, and you feel like you're being strapped up for a thing, and then you lift up really high and the whole screen is like a big circular dome, so you're like right in it, and it feels like you're basically flying over the world. So it takes you through all these different places in the world, but it's sensory. So like when you went through the jungle, you could smell bananas. When you went through somewhere else, you could smell like the different scents,
like rain or all sorts.
It was so cool. We did that one like 3 times. Wow. It was so fun.
Did he like that one?
He really liked that one. That was really cool. And then the Incredicoaster, which Matt and I did separately because Bo couldn't do it, was really fun. And there was
have to do them separately.
Yeah. And there's a ride called The Emotional Whirlwind, and I'm like, oh, there's Bo.
I was gonna say, oh, there's Laws.
Hello. There we all go. But overall, it was such a cool holiday, and I highly recommend to anyone, if you want to do something like that, just put the time and effort in, save the money, and like experience it. Bo's very tall for his age, so if you have a little person, I would definitely make sure that they could ride at least most of it, because it's not fun having to wait around if you can't ride anything.
Yeah, or having mum wait and dad go and swap out. You want to experience it.
The more childlike rides in Fantasyland especially are the longest waits, I found.
Really?
Yeah, lots of parents waiting with their kids, and so the lines can get quite long. But to be fair, Matt and I never purposely waited in a line longer than 20 minutes. We pretty much were in and out.
That's so good.
For most of it. It was just a few rides, like the Peter Pan ride that everyone was like, it's so cold, but it's really short. That was like 50 minutes. But we were like, oh, we'll just wait in it. And it wasn't even that long.
Honestly, you just start to get used to the waits.
And you're just talking.
One might be 60 minutes, then one might just be 35. And you're like, oh my God. What a win.
Yeah, one might even be 10 minutes and you're like, catch you in there. Let's get in there.
100%.
Probably recommend every single ride except for in Disneyland, I hated Autopia. It's basically just, you know how you go to Rainbow's End and it's like cars, but the racing cars?
Yeah, no way.
But
sorry.
Except it's not like that. It's like a lawnmower with a car on it, and it's got a like big it's got like a big concrete bit in between the wheels, so you're not even really able to drive it. So if you go to turn, you just go boom into the concrete, and you just have to stay on that concrete track.
Oh my gosh.
Bo would have loved it, but as a person who can drive a car, I was like, boring.
Yeah.
It was so slow, and the girl's car next to me couldn't even start because it's a little lawnmower.
Yeah, sorry, no.
So I wasn't a fan of that. And then probably everything else I would recommend giving a go at least once.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one I was like, that is not worth it. Do not wait in line for that.
Do not wait.
But yeah, I mean, yay! It was just great. We had the greatest time, and now we just want to go on more holidays.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you got anything sort of in the pipeline?
We've thought about maybe doing a cruise. They're doing Disneyland cruises. Disneyland Cruise Line is coming to New Zealand this year and next year, so we thought that would be fun.
That's cool.
Because there's so many cool characters. Like, that was another thing that was really fun. You saw so many characters and you had lots of character opportunities, and Spider-Man literally grabbed Bo by the hand and ran off with him. And he had this great experience, like, playing with Bo. And the other thing that I think is really interesting about Disneyland adults is they'll be like, Spider-Man, come and say hi to my kids, sign my kid's book. And you're like, just chill.
Just chill,
like,
Bo.
Don't, like, and also there are so many of us here. He can't do everything for everyone.
Yeah, there's one of them and many of us.
But it's confusing because some characters roam and some characters have meet and greet spots. So you have to kind of
navigate where you want to go.
But it's honestly just so special. And like, as a grown adult who just needs to chill out, it was the best time ever. And I felt so much joy. And I feel like I haven't really felt that level of joy in such a long time, because we suppress it so much becoming adults.
100%. And especially in the current climate and with COVID and not being able to travel. And yes, we're in a very privileged spot to be able to travel, especially with what's been going on with the world and New Zealand, but you're allowed to experience that. Yeah. You worked so hard for it, and it is... I was going to text you and say, have you had the post-holiday blues, or are you okay?
I think having an extra week really gave us a chance to enjoy the rest of the holiday, but also be like, we're ready to come home now.
Yeah, that's good.
And so coming home, we were sad that we didn't do Disneyland more, because people were like, oh my God, 5 days, that's crazy, that's so much. And I'm like, yeah, but there's just so much to...
Yeah.
And like, even
I
got home...
You don't want to sprint through it all.
No, and then we got home and I saw like a few things that I missed, and I was like gutted, because we really tried to get everything, and there were some small things that I was like, damn, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got post-holiday blues. I feel like we really did it well, and so I feel really good about it.
Yeah.
I do have an urge to want to go again and do some more travel. So it's not so much blues, but more so much like inspired to
That's
be like,
better.
Let's do some more.
That's really good. You've got the bug.
Matt and I still send videos. Like, there's videos that are like, send this to the person you want to go to Disneyland the most with, and it's like a video of like the Dumbo elephant spinning around. I'm like, me, that's me.
You guys were there. Yeah. You were doing it. Yeah. That's so exciting that you're on the same page. It's not like, you know, I hated it and Matt loved it, or vice versa.
And he did a really cool experience where he built his own lightsaber, and it was like really theatrical. It was $400 New Zealand, so he better have liked it. But
get that reimbursed from the travel insurance.
Carrying it through the airport was pretty funny.
Wow. But,
cool. So he did some really cool stuff, and it's like we brought back some really cool, great, like, not souvenirs, but like really cool, like Matt built the lightsaber, then Bo made his own like droid, so he made his own robot and stuff.
Wow, yeah, they're like memorabilia.
Yeah.
That's money well spent.
It was a very good holiday. And for anyone that's interested, please send me a message. I'd be more than happy to share with you some info or answer any questions. It's a really cool place to go. Please be mindful that there's not a lot else to do in Anaheim. So if you do go there, make Disneyland your focus, but then maybe head off and do other things. Like, we did Santa Monica Beach for one day, and then obviously went to San Diego.
Yeah.
There's lots of cool beaches around. There's Orange County. Laguna Beach is just not that far away.
Did you guys go or not?
No, I really wanted to, but it was just strapped for time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Laguna Beach. We saw the turn off to Laguna Beach, and I was like, let's go back.
Back to the beginning. Yeah, I haven't watched any of that yet.
I've gone back and watched it all.
Have you?
Yeah, it was great. It's so inappropriate. Some of it I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, like, you were saying how we spoke to, like, girls
how we spoke to each other, and then how the boys were speaking. And then, like, for example, I'm saying this in context, by the way. Like, they referred to everything as being, quote, retarded.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, we did talk like that
back then.
Yep. And so, like, now hearing it feels like yucky. It's so icky.
Yucky. Yeah.
They're like, man, that's so retarded. Why does she look like that? And I'm like, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
But that's
Isn't
so
that just, that
how
was the
it
time,
was.
Eh? And how we, yeah.
So it's interesting to listen back and watch it again.
Yeah, definitely a bit of a throwback to the past. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so happy for you, Jill.
It was just so
like,
fun.
Living through all the grams and the updates and just seeing how happy you guys were. But
it was just so cool.
Obviously, you were equally refreshing and honest and being like, it was no joke with Bo. Like, we had a tough time.
It was tough.
And you put it out on your Instagram. You're like, it's been tricky with a toddler. We've just had to do what we can do.
And there were moments, and then there were some beautiful moments, you know? So we just had to take the wins and not get personally offended by any of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, we were a little bit shocked by the homelessness.
Sad,
really sad. And like, in Anaheim it's not awful, but like, considering it's the happiest place in the world here, then right outside the gates there's like people begging for money, and right outside our hotel there's somebody sleeping on the floor, and Bo's like, why is that man dead? I was like, oh, let's think it in our brain. Let's think it in our brain. Because he is very alive.
Pack that one away. Yeah, it's so like when you're in London and you're right by Big Ben or Buckingham Palace, and then there's people begging.
And it's almost like I feel for them. I do. It's such a hard situation. But it didn't ruin our experience whatsoever, but it definitely...
It dampens it. It puts everything into perspective.
It does. And I think it made me feel guilty that I'm walking down to go to Disneyland for my fifth day and there's someone like shaking a piece of paper cup, you know, for some money.
Yeah, 100%.
But we just had to take it with what it was. And,
and kind of just not get too consumed in it, because it does. It can really just bum you out for a good half a day.
And we had some really interesting chats with our Uber drivers about it, and it's really interesting to see who knows anything about New Zealand. The amount of times we go, are you from down under?
Really?
Or like that we were like, man, you from the UK? Like, lots of people thought we were British.
Really?
And then lots of down under, and I was just like, oh yeah, just a bit further away from New Zealand. Like, I never was rude about it or anything. They're like, oh man, that's so cool. And one guy was like, I know about your Prime Minister just stepping down.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So there was
so
a guy
cool.
that did know some stuff.
Yeah.
But most people didn't really know much about New Zealand.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. Especially, and I'm not stereotyping, but Americans are known for not knowing much out of their state, let alone their country.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think Justin Bieber, didn't he think Germany was in America? There's an interview and
he's Canadian.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he's Canadian.
But
and
yes.
Somebody, I got asked once, I think this was from a Canadian when I was backpacking in Budapest, asked if we had electricity yet in New Zealand. I was like, you're definitely, you're joking,
you're
like, eh?
You're not on the right.
You're definitely joking, eh? And
you're like, reading an old book about us.
And another person had been asked that day if there was a bridge that connected New Zealand and Australia together.
You're like, it's a 5-4 hour flight.
I was like, that's quite a long bridge. That's a big bridge. Tell me you had a TV on your way home.
I had a TV on the way home, but because they rebooked our flight, I didn't think about the fact I'd have to reselect my seats, did I? So then very last minute I jump in there, had to repay to select my seats again, and the only option was in the middle next to a stranger, and I was honestly, I was devastated about that, because I was like, oh, it's just with traveling with a kid, it's just not easy.
Yeah.
So to be fair, he was really lovely. He just pretty much slept the whole time. He was a nice man.
Yeah.
The crew on the way back were awful. They were really awful. And I've never had bad flight attendants or anything, but far out they
were
awful.
Not with Air New Zealand. Was it Air New Zealand?
And I think partly, maybe they had an attitude because they were delayed as well. Who knows? But the woman that we had, Briar, was beautiful. She was like the head stewardess or whatever.
Yeah.
But we had a few women down our back end, and they were so incredibly rude to us, and there was really bad turbulence for like a good 2 hours straight.
Oh, that's
and so
scary.
We couldn't get up to go to the toilet or anything, or we couldn't get up to drink, and I was so thirsty, and I was stuck in between two grown men and a child, so I rang the bell and I was like, I know you, can I please have a drink? And she made it so, and I'm like, I get it, but like,
just like, I can hold the plastic cup of water, can you bring it to me? Yeah.
And they were so rude to the guy next to me. He fell asleep and then he woke up and saw I had food in front of me because it was Bo's, because they always feed the kids and the dietary requirements. So he's like, oh, have I missed the meal? She's like, no, you just need to wait. And I was like, He just asked a question. He was just waking up. Like, he didn't realise. Like, just chill out. And then we asked for our departure forms and she was rude about it.
Were these Kiwi girls?
Yeah. One of them was a Kiwi girl and I can't remember where the other one was from, but I just felt like they had such an attitude about everything. And I was like, do you know what? We're all having a hard time, huh?
Yeah.
Like, how about we just be nice? Like, it's your job.
Yeah. You've chosen to be in the air. Could you please be nice?
They rolled their eyes about everything. And like, I tried to put something in the rubbish and she's like, can you do it properly, please? And I'm like, I'm reaching across a stranger. Like, I'm trying. Like,
that is actually really, really
bad. I was really disappointed. The stewardess we had that was like the host of everybody, she was beautiful and so nice, but I was really not happy with the rest of them.
Especially like being like that with clearly a mom, like you're a mom and your little kid's there, like, I know. You know, you could be under stress.
And he was so good. He slept like 8 or 9 hours that flight.
Wow.
He was really good.
Didn't disrupt the flight.
No, he was good.
And then what was it like when you landed back into Auckland?
So that was, it rained instantly. And
really?
Lucky our friend had come to collect us, so that was fine. Being in the actual airport was crazy because the floors had all like bubbled up and all the laminate was like bubbly. It just looked dirty and I felt sad for them because like I feel like New Zealand airport always looks really nice.
Yeah, I love Auckland.
And it's actually really
airport.
Tidy.
Yeah.
But it was like, other than that, there wasn't anything else you could really notice other than the floor.
Yeah.
But they basically said to us, don't stop at duty free. There's like 3 flights coming in, about 2,000 people at once. You really need to just get through customs.
Wow,
so
that's
we just
good.
Boosted it. Yeah.
That's good they let you know.
And luckily they pushed us through because of Bo, so it was really
fast. Wow, and then it was last week, which once this eps out it would have been weeks and weeks ago, but that's when even we got a little bit of bad rain in Hamilton,
and it was a bit scary. So it really was interesting coming from some really beautiful weather in a winter time to like our summer, which was awful.
I know, and it just like my heart just breaks. It just puts everything into perspective, I've just been so grateful to have like a dry, warm home for the last wee while, because it's just so sad with what everyone's going through. But you know, that's how we get through and just start planning some more travel, like
I
you
know.
Said.
So thanks for listening to my Disneyland chat. I feel like I didn't even go, touch the surface.
She didn't even tickle the depths of
I
the
really
good
didn't.
Chats at all.
It was a magical place to be, and I highly recommend if you want to take your kids, put some money aside, start saving, and get into me inbox and I can help
and
you out.
And pay Courts for an itinerary, because that's going to be her new side hustle to
Absolutely.
Add on to her.
It'll just be the same one I had over and over again.
Yeah. It can just be like an absolutely not sis Disneyland edition.
Absolutely.
That'd be so cool.
Well, I think it's fair to say I didn't become a full Disney adult, but I tried my best.
Yeah. I think that you...
I definitely cried leaving, because I was like, I'm never going to step foot in this place ever again in my life. And so, like, looking up, I was, like, crying, because I was like, this is the last time. I know. This is the last time you're such a loser.
But you never know. You never know.
You never know.
Bo might fall in love with an American and might go live over there.
Don't say that.
And then Mom's got to go visit and be a big Disney grandma.
Disney grandma.
Disney grandma.
Yeehaw. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to me chat away.
Thanks so much.
For asking all the questions.
Ask all the questions, Dale. Everybody, do what you need to do. Send us through any DMs of any topics you want us to discuss for season 3. We've got some really exciting guests coming up. But anybody that you're like, you know what? The Absolutely Not Gals, I'd love to have a chat with them. Please let us know. We would love to hear from you. And until then,
ka kite.
Ka kite.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Absolutely Not Sis, the podcast.
You can find us on Instagram at absolutelynotsisthepodcast_ to keep up to date with all our episodes, events, and more.
Thanks for listening, darlings.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.